Next question is Deborah Williams. Deborah Williams, WILLIMS, 9/10/56, today's 3/20, 67-year-old woman, obese woman who resides in a group home. Patient is 67 years old, has no children, she's single. She lives with her goddaughter, sorry. She resides in her goddaughter's house, period. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease. Patient has had 5 strokes, left-sided weakness, dysarthric speech, bowel and bladder incontinent, bed/chair bound. Patient used to be able to transfer to the wheelchair, but it's becoming harder and harder for her to do so. Patient also is confused, avoiding person only. She does not smoke, does not drink, but has had a history of smoking in the past. Patient's medication includes risperidone, 2 milligram at bedtime, Remeron 45 milligram a day, Vistriol 50 milligram up to 4 times a day, Lexapro 20 milligram a day, Cogentin 1 milligram a day, Aspirin 81 milligram a day, and that's it. Medical problems, hypertension, stroke with left-sided weakness and dysarthric speech, confusion, bowel and bladder incontinence, obesity, strongly suspect sleep apnea, and coronary artery disease, status post-pacemaker insertion. Surgical history, she's had 2 surgeries in the past. One was for an abdominal mass that she can't remember if it was cancerous, and she had a pacemaker placed. Allergy, none. An exam, Deborah is confused, has a blood pressure 160 over 90, pulse 92, respiration is 18. No, pulse is 107, respiration is 18, O2 sat is 94% on room air. Heart pulses, pump pulses 2, lungs, few bronchi, tachycardic, abdomen obese, neck shows no lymphadenopathy, skin shows decreased turgor. Lower extremity shows a 1+ edema. Assessment, Ms. Williams is a 67-year-old woman with stroke, left side, status post CBA times 5, left-sided weakness, confusion, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient is obese with history of most likely sleep apnea. Patient is bedbound, transfers to the chair with difficulty, but it's becoming more and more difficult. She has tardive dyskinesia, anxiety, depression, and schizophrenia that she's being treated for at this time, period. She has become more confused. Patient's goddaughter states that sometimes she just hollers at bedtime. They don't know if she's in pain, but she does complain of pain in her left side from time to time, period. Patient also has a pacemaker with history of coronary artery disease, possible CHF with low extremity, period. She does have 2 children, but they're not around, and she's only taken care of by her goddaughter, period. In the past week, she's become much weaker. She's become bedbound, no longer able to transfer to the chair, and has had a major change in her condition, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Ms. Williams. Thank you.